free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hey, welcome back to the In Hope Podcast, where we drop a new episode every week, but during this Advent season, every day to help strengthen unity in the body of Christ. We've been working our way through scripture on some big events leading up to the birth of Christ, some of the anticipation, things that spoke of him, and we are jumping in to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12 and 13. In 12 and 13, God is talking to David about his lineage. We've already went from there being an offspring of Eve, someone from among mankind that would step on the serpent, on the enemy's head. We went into how Abraham's family, it would be his lineage from his family that would bless all the families of the earth. And now we're narrowing it down from all those 12 tribes and other nations that come from Abraham. We're narrowing it down into the tribe of Judah, and even more specifically, the family, the lineage of David. And this is God talking to David. He says this: "When your days are complete and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your descendant after you, who will come forth from you, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." Two big things here: that throne of the kingdom forever, and he is building the house for God's name. Two big things. And let's take some points on unity from this. Number one, this kingdom. Who doesn't want to be part of something bigger than themselves? Something that's going to outlast them, something that's going to continue. There's nothing bigger, nothing greater than we can invest in than this kingdom. And no matter how big the works that we build up, the ministries that we're doing, the different things that we can establish, our businesses, even our families, no matter how big and great those can become, they will always pale in comparison to this kingdom, of this everlasting kingdom, this throne established forever, the kingdom of heaven. And so that's what we walk under. That's the banner. That's what we get to invest into. That's where we need to invest and build what we're sowing into, more than just our little silos, our little ministries. No matter how big it is, it's little in comparison, right? To this kingdom. And so we need to be kingdom minded, knowing that that's what we're building, that's what we're sowing into, because nothing could be greater. And then we see this house. We go from all the kingdom and back to this house, right? And what's so good about that is that this house is something that, especially if you are a ministry leader, if you are building or trying to grow an organization, sometimes we can become siloed into trying to build this up. But remember, Jesus is the one that's building. Remember, he said he would build his church, right? He is the one building this house. And so it's a call for us to know that, look, we're sowing into something that's eternal. We don't want to get siloed. We want to keep a kingdom mindset. But then also when it comes to this and that thing that we're praying for, that we're giving a lot of our time, effort, and energy into as our stewardship within the kingdom, know that he is the one building. So my encouragement to you in that is that don't think it's up to what you can pull off and that extra effort that you can put in there to where we neglect some of the small faithful things, like coming together in prayer, like investing in to unity and collaboration with other ministries, things that sometimes we can see with other organizations, and taking that time to meet with other leaders and build community. Sometimes we can see that as taking us away from the work. But that is the work. That time of prayer, that time of community, that is the true work. And as we're doing that, we're being faithful in those things, that God will multiply our time more than anything. He's going to multiply the seed that we're sowing, and he is going to grow He is going to grow his church. He's going to grow that organization, that ministry, that business, that family, whatever it is you're striving and working for. He is going to grow that when you're faithful in the little things and you trust him with it. And that is going to help us to keep that kingdom mindset and to be faithful in what we're doing with our parts, our rooms, right, within the house of God. All right. Love you guys. Hope you're having a great Christmas season. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Merry Christmas.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.